This is a new Cookie Reel. This is Channel One Right, and the continuation of the visit with Cookie on Sunday, the 18th of May, 69. These his reverses, and then this great good fortune in trading for his horse trailer. This is a new reel, Cookie 2, Channel One Right, and continuation of the visit with Cookie on Sunday morning, the 18th of May, 69. Now, this is in the kitchen, and we're talking to Faye. Cookie has come in now to tell Faye about the good trade he made.
Oh, what was on your mind?
We was out there sort of commiserating, Faye.
Oh.
A fella called me yesterday evening from down to Orlando. He wanted a horse trailer. And I said, well, I've got one already done or I can build one. Well, he said, I want to talk to you. So, we all get in the car, we go down there, wanted to see his horses anyway, so he had a quarter horse and an Appaloosa, you know,
mm-hmm.
which he did have.
Down there?
Yeah, nice horses. And I went down there, and I told him what kind of trailer that this night here was. I told him, I said, now it's heavy. It's heavy on the front. That's the only reason I'd get rid of it, actually. It's just too heavy on the front. Because once you drop it down and it hits the ground, me and Frank Bull can't pick it up.
Well, that's why you have those little cranks, isn't it?
Oh, I see.
So, I don't care. He said, I want something that'll haul my horses. I said, well, I've got something that'll haul them. And he said, that was built. And I told him how it was built and all, you know, everything. Well, he said, that's just what I need.
What'd you tell him?
I said, now, it's, plywood inside and masonite outside.
Uh-huh.
Construction.
Uh-huh.
Got a roof on it and a tack room, saddle room in front. I said, you can change clothes up there.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he said, that's what I want. I told him, I said, now, and I did. I built the frames of this trailer in 62 when I was, had the shop in Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
I did the major part of the welding on this trailer.
The chassis.
The chassis.
I see.
Then this other fella, he built it in his spare time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't put the top on it.
No, I did. I welded the framework on the top.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know how it was going to look.
Mm-hmm.
So this old fella, he put it on there, and he was in the sheriff's posse, and he pulled it all over Louisiana. Had a pickup truck about like this now here.
Yeah.
He pulled it to Louisiana, and Alabama, Mississippi, all over the place, you know. Took his horse,
mm-hmm.
him and his boy. They took their horses, and they'd go everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And, but anyway, he said, I've got this rope and saddle, $320 rope and saddle. This one horse trailer here that I've got, and a 61 Chevrolet four-door sedan. V8 automatic.
Difference, say. How you gonna put it in? You gonna sew in his one horse trailer?
Yeah. They give me the one horse trailer, the $320 rope and saddle. That's not even broke in yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the 61 Chevrolet automobile for the horse trailer.
Wow.
That is his idea. I mean, he made the proposal.
He made the offer, and I took him up, and he traded for this trailer on my word.
And he hadn't seen this trailer.
He has never seen this trailer, and he's coming today to get it.
Why, Leo?
You don't need money to change hands in a train like that.
What you gonna do with that roping saddle?
I'm all right. Well, I'm going to have a fight about every time we saddle that horse right now between Laura and Frank.
Uh-huh.
But it is a beauty. I enjoy it.
And that 61 Chevrolet.
That's right.
And Frank's already got that saddle, you see. He slept with it on the bed last night.
Oh, already got the saddle.
Gun done got the saddle. And I brought the trailer home. I'm going to do some work on it. Why, it'll haul one horse just as well as this now here will. And if I want to take more than one, well, I've got a real good 63, a 53 Chevrolet one-ton truck with dual wheels on it. I've got the 63 Ford pickup out here.
Mm-hmm.
Too far. Why, I can sell the automobile and come out with the horse trailer and the saddle on top.
Well, Leo, I'd say that's some trading, except all you had to do was just go down there.
That's right.
Did he know you before?
He had never met me before. I met him through these friends of ours that lives in Maitland.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And he took my word for it.
Now, I thought maybe it was some fella pretty well healed.
Yeah. He just needs a two-horse trailer.
He's moving to Illinois. He's making $1.76 an hour in Atlanta. He can go to Illinois and make $3.75 an hour.
Doing the same thing.
Doing the same type of work. For now, living conditions, I can't say whether it'll make it up otherwise or not. I don't know.
Pretty cheap down here.
Yeah. But now, we got home 3 o'clock.
Yeah. He lived a double life, eh?
I don't see how you do it, Leo.
Triple life, whatever you want to call it.
I don't see how you do it.
I'll tell you. If I can see out in the future just a little bit to where I can make a few dollars, give me a cigar and a cup of coffee and I'm gone.
You don't need to sleep.
No, sir. I was not coming back last night. Never got a bit sleepy. All the rest of them sleep. Every one of them.
Take your whole family?
Yeah. But I keep that thing around through my mind. And if everything goes the way I've got it stirred up, I'm going to get $700 out of that horse trailer.
You can get that much, yeah? Well, I'd say that's a good deal.
So you couldn't afford to hold on to that two-horse trailer?
No, I had to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ride one horse and show anyway.
Because I've got the welding equipment, and just a few brains, if I ain't got very many. But I'd go out there in my shop, or any place that I can get electricity, and take me a bunch of junk iron, and I can build it. Me and Frank can frame a trailer in a day.
We got a good truck, can you ever rebuild a whole
truck,
stock
trailer? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can me and Frank can frame a trailer in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, via a trade like this, you can sort of see daylight, can't you?
Yeah, if I can just turn loose the automobile now. If I can turn loose my automobile, I'll be on my way again.
Mm-hmm.
We got 12 cars, trucks.
We got 12.
12 cars and trucks.
2 trucks and the rest cars.
Is that right?
Yeah, hell, just jumping up and down, but that's their money.
Yeah, if you can't trade without something, can you?
No, their money.
We got 59 Dodge, 59 Chevrolet, 53 Chevrolet, 49 Ford, 54 Chevrolet, 2 English Ford, 51 Chrysler, what's more?
He's calling them off, isn't he?
52 Plymouth.
52 Plymouth.
That's the prize.
That's it. But one fellow on the way down here last night. $5.
Leo.
I did?
$5.
Well, could you bring it back?
No, I'm gonna go get it. It doesn't have a tag on it.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna go tow it back because it doesn't have a tag on it, see?
Uh-huh. $5.
Bye, lonely dog.
Oh, yeah, it was.
The man said, if you'll give me $5, so he said, you can move it.
You got enough stuff, junk in it, too.
I'd sell a radiator for $7.50. It's one of the big, thick, wide radiators.
Nothing
thick. Yeah. Well, it's 3-inch radiator, what it is. I'd sell it for $7.50.
Mm-hmm.
body.
Where was that?
Down in Altoona.
You just trade on the way down.
Yeah.
Stop to see his old friend.
Stop to see his friend of ours. Had it set in his backyard, and I said, Charlie, what you want for that old Ford? Or he said, if you'll give me $5, you can take it away.
He just glad to get rid of it.
Yeah. When I see he don't know it, he's got no knowledge at all of machinery. None at all. Why? I found me a hot rodder up here in Hawthorne that wants something to get out and play with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll sell it for $150. I'll do it.
49.
Coupe.
Two-door.
Two-door coupe. You know, they was pretty popular.
Oh, yeah.
20 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Now, he figured he got the best end of that.
Yeah. He figures it'll cost me more to come and get it than it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got no money. All I got's time. You know?
That's right.
Gasoline.
So it's 70 mile down there.
Uh-huh.
It'll cost me $5 to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can figure $10 in the automobile.
Mm-hmm.
I don't figure my time nothing because it ain't worth anything anyway. So, figure $10 in it. And it'll cost me I'd spend about $20 on it. Get it running good, you know. Make my exhaust pipes, make it sound off real loud, you know, for these boys. While they eat that thing up just like nobody's business.
Hey, where do you park those?
Right out in front of my house, on the highway there.
Where people can see them?
Where they can see them.
Put a price tag on
them? No, I just put for sale on them.
Uh-huh.
And when they come and talk, I hang the price on them.
Yeah, I see.
I aim to go up. If I was wanting 150 out of it, I'd ask 200.
You'd almost have to do that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Then they'll come up. And 90% of the people that want to buy anything, they'll offer you about three-fourths of what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're up, say up a quarter, you can sell that quick, and before he has time to back out, he done bought himself some merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you clinch the deal then, right there, quick, Leo?
I just say, give me your money, I'll give you the title.
And you got it right there, ready to go.
I got it in my pocket.
Now, if they don't give you all the money, you don't give them the title.
No, sir. I make them sign a contract.
You got the papers?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Legal papers.
Mm-hmm. You have to protect yourself.
I got them from Associate Discount.
That's the way they do.
That's the way they do. Associates. See, they finance a lot of cars for Brazington. Well, they give me a bunch of papers, you know. When I run out, I'll go back and get some more. They'll give them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I throw them favors every now and then when they repossess a car. Well, maybe I'll go out and jump it to let them crank it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw them a few favors. Well, they scratch my back.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're just accommodating each other.
And that's on this 51 Chrysler that I went and got. That's the paper I got in on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have much trouble in collecting, Leo? I mean, as a general thing? Is that sort of a headache?
Among white people, yes.
Uh-huh.
Niggers, you can scare it out of a nigger.
Oh, you can?
Yes, sir. You walk up to him and be like, yeah, I want my money. I got to have my money. I come to get the car. Now, if he starts back-talking, all right, we'll get the chain. Let's go get that car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes, and he'll start digging. He'll come up with some money. Yes, sir.
And that's all you want?
That's all I want. I don't want the old junker back.
What's the worst deals you've had, Leo, in collecting, besides that awful one you just told about?
Oh, repair work.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
An automobile will stand good for itself.
Oh, yeah.
But repair, where I have really been stuck, I've got, if I could collect all my bills that people owes me.
You could pay off your property.
And take a vacation.
Take a vacation. Yeah.
Actually, me and Frank have been out there and crawled around and worked on automobiles in the dirt to make a dollar, and then people turn around and beat us out of two.
The part to boot.
That's right. So anymore, whenever we do any work, they pay for parts right now. We don't even turn a bolt on that vehicle till we get our part money.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's the way it always ought to have been, oughtn't it?
It should have been that way all the time. I'd have been dollars ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, we getting along pretty good. Of course, right now, we ain't doing nothing. I ain't going to do no more. He got old, and we got all we can do. Trying to get out of it, completely out of it.
It's for sales.
Because that's what he wants to do. He wants to do mechanic work, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants to be, is a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's always a demand for a mechanic. Always. A mechanic can get a job anywhere, anytime, pretty near.
And it's going to stay that way.
As long as his car's on the road.
That's right. And if you're fast enough and know enough about him, you can really make some money.
What happened with that Sunday school man up there?
Got him?
Mm-mm. No, the fella, you said he was the superintendent of Sunday school, and that's reason he didn't go to Sunday school.
Oh.
That was overhauling.
Well, he never did pay us no money. Never did pay us no money.
Is he the one that objected because Frank worked on it?
That's right.
Oh. I'm
the... He objected because Frank done it. Helped me do it.
Mm-hmm. Just an excuse?
Just to get me to get another motor put in his truck because he was in the wrong himself and he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did that work out? I forget. You told me once.
Me and Frank did a valve job on his truck.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, now, John, that truck is going to use oil. No, it never has used no oil. I said, yes, but John, it's had two burnt valves in it. And it won't use no oil. Well, we had that truck running just as pretty as anything you ever listened to. And you touch that starter and it crank that quick. And he took it out and drove it to Palatka paper mill 3 days, then run around over Palatka during his lunch hour picking up feed and going out in the woods and putting out his feed at night and so forth. And coming back on the third day, he got to the other side of the interlock, Mandel.
He hadn't checked the oil.
And the oil light come on, and he just kept driving it. And he just drove it as far as it could go, and it locked up. And he comes home and he calls me that night. And I told him, I said, well, John, I told you that truck was going to use oil. Yes, but he said, didn't Frank help you do some work on that truck? He said, couldn't he put something in wrong? And I told him right then, I said, well, John, if you're laying to that boy, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. To clear him, I'm going to go buy you another block and put in that truck. Well, I went and bought the other block. It was running good. And lo and behold, if he didn't take it out and beat the bearings out of it.
Well, there you are.
He did. I went and bought new bearings and put in that block. Then I told him. I done took all I could take. And I told him, I said, John, just hang your hat on, because I've now I'm done.
I think you.
You just wonder how anybody gets stuck that bad.
But now that's the truth. I can show you the bills where I bought that motor. I get $25 for the motor. Naked, just a naked block. And gaskets and oil. And I had to buy a head.
And do all the work.
Do all the work. And I had $97 cash money.
Not counting the labor.
Not counting mine and Frank's work. Mm-hmm. And we usually get, just for a change in the motor, we usually get $40 and we can do it in 6 hours. Me and Frank together. Almost any kind of a vehicle. We can do it in 6 hours. Because when we work at home, there ain't nobody in our way, and ain't nobody calling on me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We did one change the motor on one. Done 4 o'clock Saturday to Sunday. Had to finish Sunday noon. He's proud of that truck ever since.
Yes, so.
And he brought us a brand new motor that wasn't nothing on it. Mm-hmm. Not a thing on it. Me and Frank started on that thing at 4 o'clock. We had it out by 5, had the motor out by 5. We started stripping the heads and the intake and all that stuff off of us, you know. Oil pan, had you put oil pan on. Oil pump, everything. And we had it running by 12 o'clock Sunday, and we worked daylight. We didn't use no light.
Huh?
It was in daylight. We didn't use no light.
Then you get into a bad deal, and that really hurts. I don't know. It makes you feel. It make me feel bad, for one thing. Just squirm.
Well, they can't all be good, can they, Leo?
No.
This isn't natural.
It's like horses. You can't. All horses can't be good.
Mm-mm. Not all of
them. Working down at Brasington's, somebody else takes most of that nasty talk.
Yeah, of course I say, look here, if you got anything to say, you go see Mr. K.
So it helps a little bit to have something like that behind you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have to admit that.
Yeah, I ain't bragging, but they think quite a bit of me down at Brasington.
Well, I know they do.
Yeah, I was all sick 2 weeks ago. I was all sick 2 days now. And they started paying me for my sick time then. Straight time.
Well, they've got that too?
Yeah, they pay me for my sick when I'm all sick.
You got sick time?
Yeah.
That's your help.
Yeah, then they're gonna. I got a notice from a check yesterday, or Friday, that they're going to, got an insurance, life insurance on us, on me. I've been there long enough now to where they're gonna, I'm gonna be getting more benefits, insurance and hospitalization, which won't cost me very much. They'll pay a bigger percentage of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think my life insurance, ain't very much, $3,000 life insurance. It'll cost me $2 a month.
Yeah.
Marvelous.
Ooh.
That's
fine. And hospitalization, well, I think, I forget what they said. Anyway, it's all of it. Then my paying, if I'm off sick longer than their pay, their sick, then they can pay me for sick leave. They've got an insurance policy that will step in and pay me my salary by straight on through as long as I'm all sick.
Well, that's really something.
I should say it is.
So when it all adds up.
You sort of can't afford to leave a job like that.
Well, now, see, isn't that something, that trailer business? That's what I wanted you to hear. I knew you wouldn't believe what I said.
No. Certainly, that's the most amazing thing. I want to see that saddle.
Yeah.
The part ahead of this big one that we got down here, it don't even make a light.
Is that right? I tell you, little man won't let me. I don't know what y'all did to him or who did to him when you got him over there. He won't come up to me.
He won't.
Since he came, since he came back. He'll come up, but he won't let me, pat him.
Mm-hmm.
He will.
Oh, eventually.
Yeah.
But I tell you, those people up there had divorced the first like a lot.
Yeah, that's what happened. It made a difference.
Well, Judge Carter told me, he said, you turn that horse back out and I see you, didn't he? He said, you let him leave and put a bridle on him.
Okay.
He said, that's all I want.
Oh, you
took
a look
at it?
Oh.
He said, that's automatically 5 years in rape. And he said, through the honesty of people like you, is the only way we're going to break this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
We should have 4 years after this is stolen.
So it must be sort of rank for you.
Yeah, it certainly must. Well, I read about it, but I just didn't know.
Well, living way back here, when not in the neighbors, you see, we don't see so much out.
And Adam Ponte wanted to take stolen.
Yeah, Mother McCann's over the South had one stove.
Where was he?
Windsor.
Yeah. Goodness. He's out in the country.
He's all right where they loaded him in the trailer.
Wow.
Not his best one?
Yeah. Fine horse. Built just about like Newpy.
Well, these silly horses would go off with anybody, I guess.
Why, yeah.
They're so friendly.
Yeah, they are. They don't. Not suspicious.
Well, you know, I just came up. You said something out there about putting a gate down there, putting a lock on. That's a good thing.
No telling when somebody would take a notion to come in.
You see, they could come in here in a closed van, a closed trailer, and goodness knows how many cows or horses they could load up and be gone. Nobody never knows.
Nobody ever knows. Of course, people coming in all the time, Miss Bessie wouldn't notice.
Yeah. If nothing else, down at the end, right there, Miss Bessie, I'd put me a chain across there and put me a lock in.
That might be good,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And leave the lock, the key with Miss Bessie in the case the light man want to get in.
That's right.
Oh, you want to come.
Yeah. But now, I tell you, the thing's getting pretty bad. Evidently, or they wouldn't have told me that.
Yeah. Say, I believe that's right.
A chain with a lock on it.
That's the end of this fine visit with Cookie. On his reverses and on that fine trade for his horse trailer on Sunday, the 18th of May, 69. This is Channel 1 Right around 3:30. Channel 1 Right around 3:30 on Sunday, 18th of May, 69. And I'm listening to this Apollo 10, I guess, on the way to the moon. They're just about to leave this orbit for the moon. Around 3:30, Channel 1 Right on the new reel, Cookie 2, Sunday, the 18th of May, 69. Now this is Channel 1 Right, 3:30. Channel 1 Right, 3:30. Wednesday, after supper, the 28th of May, 69, Cookie came over for a visit, get his car, and for a visit, get his pickup truck. The mosquitoes were eating us outside, so we came in at the table and in the kitchen and talked.
Ooh. Yeah, I thought something was wrong. I just stand out here on that sofa, so too.
On that sofa, yeah.
Push his chair there for me. Just be still.
I got,
Well, sit down and rest yourself a minute. You don't have to rush. You know. That's right. You're right there in the hub, you know. You get in on so much of that stuff down there.
Just like that, I heard about that truck body. Well, my gosh, it's got 6-inch I-beam underneath it.
Oh, it has?
Yes, my feather. Sure has.
That's the cost of the thing right there.
It's got a 3-inch angle iron all the way around that, all the way around the top of that. Then it's got sheet metal, real heavy sheet metal for a floor in it.
Oh?
It sure has.
$25.
$25.
Well, how'd you run into that?
Well, run into it like those things goes on the grapevine. Alvin Pond. I asked Alvin, I said, Alvin, where can I find me a body from a truck?
Oh, yeah.
He said, I don't know. And, Kenny Watson overheard us talking. He said, there's a fellow over in your neighborhood bought one from, White Ford over in Chiefland. When I worked there. And he said he took it home and took the body off of it and put him a record on it. And I said, he might have that body yet. I said, what was his name? And he said, Edwards. I said, I know that sucker. He's the biggest crook in Luxford County. So on my way home this evening, I stopped at old man Edwards at Grove Park, and sure enough, he had the same body sitting right there.
And didn't want it.
Didn't want it, and he said, I'll take $25 for it.
How awesome.
I said, well, I'm just going to take it. So,
Well, Cookie, even so, it takes money to make all them deals, even though it don't take much.
That's right. That's right.
You've got so much equipment over there, I don't see how you stay ahead. You got a lot of stuff over there.
Yeah,
you got right smart tied up in it.
Yes. Well, now my welding equipment, I traded for all my welding equipment. I didn't put out no actual cash at all for my welding equipment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
None at all. To start with, I'll tell you how I started with my gathering up my welding equipment. I paid $75 for a 52 Chevrolet one-ton van. Had aluminum body on it. I'd had over 200,000 miles on the chassis, and it wore out. I mean, it wore out. I traded it to this friend of mine for my cutting equipment. Well, my tanks, and a 51 Ford pickup truck. Alright. I traded a 51 Ford pickup truck for my electric welder, my 25 foot of acetylene hose, and my cutting torch. Alright, I had my tanks, my hose, my cutting torch, and my welding machine. But I didn't have no gauges. Well, I wasn't sweating. I could take my welder and burn a little bit while I wanted to weld. So the name of Buckland, Otis Buckland, he come by a set of gauges somewhere, I don't know where. But as much stuff as he stole off of me, I imagine he stole them. Well, so he wanted a dump trailer built. A dump trailer.
Don't
to haul corn in.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said, I'll furnish everything, all the metal, buy your welding rod, your oxygen, acetylene, and give you them gauges if you'll do the work. I told him, well, when you want me to start? He said, just as soon as I can take my truck and start hauling stuff down here. I said, well, when the first trip you come, bring them gauges and two tanks of oxygen, a tank of oxygen and acetylene. Okay, he said, give me the tanks, we'll put them in the car now. And when I come back tomorrow night, I'll have everything you start to work on. Well, me and Frank, we got to work out there.
That cutting torch and welding machine. And Frank was so enthused over it himself, you know. I mean, he just jumped right in there. And, I mean, almost by the time that man got done hauling stuff down there, he was just about ready to hook on that trailer and haul it back.
Well, you know, Frank was all excited about this deal you made down the country there by the 207.
Yeah, yes, sir. Sure he was. He loves that saddle. Well, now, I've got another horse. I've got another trailer deal cooking on a horse trailer.
So you got all your welding equipment there, and you didn't run out any money on that.
Very little money. I've got all my welding equipment.
So you got your gauges that way.
I got my gauges that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the gauges alone cost $75.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
They sure will. And the tanks cost you $70.
Well,
you get a 100-year lease on them. Well, I got the lease papers at home on my tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And 25-foot of hose will cost you around $30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got that little 180-amp electric welder, which I can weld one inch steel with it. And I'll weld it and guarantee it when I get done with it. So,
Well, as long as you can do that, it's all right.
Where it tore me up, though, on buying the tools and equipment, is buying mechanic tools.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm telling you, that just tears me up.
All them wrenches?
Wrenches and gauges and... Well, see, that dwell meter cost me $100. The timing light cost me $54. My air impact wrench cost me $169. My electric impact wrench cost me, I got it second-handed, I get $45 for it. And I got a set of screwdrivers like that right there. It's guaranteed if I chip or break one of them, they'll replace it free. Cost me $17 for a set of six screwdrivers like that.
Well, that adds up,
really. That sure does. And I've got a roll-away box about that tall. And I've got a small box on top of it. And I've got $325 in just the boxes alone. Doesn't count no tools with those in it.
Now, you can't trade for tools.
No, I never have been able. That's something people won't turn loose of, is tools.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanic tools. Once they get a set of tools,
mm-hmm.
they're like me. They're going to hold on to them tools.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'd fight a man over my tools.
Yeah, that's something real personal.
That's right. And I've got the electric pencil that I scribe all my tools with.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how you understand that, all right.
I scribe my tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fella has to have feeling for tools when you use them like that.
Yes.
Well, just like that little old box of tools that I towed around my car. Well, it cost you $100 if you still buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it cost you $100.
And a no use tool market.
All once in a while, you can go to a pawn shop.
And not get what you want.
Just get what somebody else don't want.
Yeah.
About the only thing you get done. Well, now, my big 3/4-inch drive set, I bought my ratchet for it for $6. And it would cost you $25 if you went and bought it new.
Mm-hmm.
But I very seldom use it. Very seldom. It's a big one. Now, probably this summer down here on the farm, we'll use it. On some of our bigger stuff.
grinder that I got out here. I brought down here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When I worked at Oak Crest Enterprises, there's a fella, well, more or less a drifter, came in there, and at the time, we didn't have a bench grinder, and he said he had one. He brought it down there, and it wouldn't work. So, big heart of me, I said, well, I'll take it out here to Dillon's and see if he can fix it. I took it out there, and, well, he said, I'll go pick it up. He said, you'll take it out there. He said, I'll pick it up when he gets it done. So it went on a couple of weeks, and Ray called out there and told him that he had his bench grinder fixed. Well, he never would do it. Went on about 3 months. I went out and asked Ray. I said, Ray, did Jones ever pick up his bench grinder? He said, no, it's still sitting up back there. I said, well, I'll pick it up. Cost me $20 and some change. That's the best $20 I ever spent. Mm. It sure is.
Mm-hmm. It's a good sturdy one.
Yes, sir. I've used that thing.
You know, I haven't been over to your house. How do you keep your equipment? You got it locked up?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've got, they built it for a garage, but they didn't build it big enough. Just a two-car garage, you know.
Oh, on the house?
No, on the back of the house. Then they sheddered one side of it off 8 feet wide, maybe. Well, it's 28 by 20. 28 foot, I call it wide, and 20 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I got it figured out in my mind, you know. But I got walled up all the way around, windows in the back, and I've got folding doors over two sides, over two stalls, and then I've got a sliding door over the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
8 feet, I have a sliding door there.
Mm-hmm.
I can open the whole front up. I've got two overhead doors, garage doors.
Mm-hmm.
I bought them for $10.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I run the city officials off over that building right there. First time. That's when I was walling it up. I give $10 for enough material to wall it up. And they want me to go spend about $25 for a permit.
For a permit? Put up $10?
Yeah. I wasn't about to do that. I told them what they could do.
Well, there wasn't much else they could do, was there, Connie?
No. I told them I wasn't going to do it, but I was going to wall it up.
You're going to do it yourself?
That's right. Well, I had another man doing it there, but I wasn't paying him no money.
Mm-hmm.
We were trading work. I was a mechanic and he was a carpenter. Well, he needed repair work on his car and I needed repair work on my shop.
So you traded?
So we swapped. I pulled a pan on his car and put two pistons in it. And so forth. And he walled up my shop.
That's where you keep your equipment?
Yeah, I got it all in there. And I've got a metal workbench. It's 8 feet long, 3 feet wide. It's just the right height to work on. Solid metal.
Mm-hmm.
That costs some money if you're going to go buy it. And then for pulling motors, I've got a hand winch. A 2-ton hand winch, worm drive. And I can just drive a car in there, and if my building was tall enough and I could get enough blocks, I could pick up a whole automobile. Just stand and crank a whole automobile up.
Hmm.
On the Corvair, tell you what it did. It belonged to Doc Klink. I backed this Corvair in the shop and raised it up, set the motor down on 2 milk crates and 2 safety stands that I had. Just right to set the motor on. And
uncouple that motor, the drive axle and everything. And I picked that Corvette body up, stood it right up on its nose, and anchored it. I rebuilt that Corvette engine, set that body back down on it. Just that simple.
It's for you.
A lot of equipment, Cookie. It just adds up, a little at a time, don't it?
That's right.
Well, you practically got a garage there, Cookie.
Yes, if it wasn't zoned residential, I would go in business for myself right there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's zoned residential,
mm-hmm.
and it'll cost me too much money
mm-hmm.
to get it changed. And I don't believe in doing business that way anyway. Because I would have to go and pay the city council. In other words, just buy them off
mm-hmm.
in order for me to put mm-hmm. in a shop there for the public. Of course, they ain't gonna stop me from working there.
Mm-hmm.
If I take those, say you wanted your car tuned up, I'm gonna take it there and tune it up. If you want me to tune it up, I'm gonna take it there and tune it, and ain't nothing they can say about it. Because I've got chain link fence all the way around my house. It's by golly, it's fenced, and I'm going to leave it that way. And I got a bad dog sign hanging on the fence, and if you drink more of the fence, I'll partial going to get him. He's going to get me that last night when he come in.
What?
Have you got a vicious dog?
I sure have. I got one that was police trained. It was on the police force in Atlanta for a year.
Like Cookie, I learned more things about you.
I got him for health protection.
Yeah.
And he'll go ahead and lay right down by Helen's bed and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Never make a move. Never bother her. No way, shape, or form, or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But you let somebody start messing around outside. And now Parcel lets somebody know about it.
Parcel.
Parcel is his name.
Parcel.
We got three dogs. Mm-hmm. Two German Shepherds and a collie. You saw our little collie, large collie.
Well, this shepherd knew the police dog.
Oh, no, I've had him for 2 months or longer.
Oh.
Then we have this female German shepherd. They're both purebred.
Mm-hmm.
She's supposed to have had puppies not too long.
Well, Cookie, not too easy to run across here, too. You know, you can find a good German Shepherd dog, but not one trained like that. Now, you must have looked out on that, too.
I did. I thought I'd get him to me. A friend of mine, I bought the corn from him, Guy Duggar.
Yeah.
Right next to him, he had a neighbor live there, worked for Orkin. Exterminators, and had a little baby, a little girl, and his wife was there by themselves. Well, he thought the dog would be ideal for a watchdog for them, which he was, but he had chickens, and this dog dearly loves chickens.
Yeah.
So he had just about killed all of his chickens, and then decided to get rid of it.
Oh.
So he gave him to me to save his chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And he's killed a couple cats at my house. Oh, he hates cats.
Yeah.
Yes. And we got this Siamese cat, you know.
Yeah.
It's his Alice's. We ain't got no use for it. I'd love to get rid of her, but she's Alice's.
Yeah.
And that locks it up right there.
That's right.
So he gave a dog to me, and I brought him down there, kept him tied till I got the front of my yard fenced in, and got my gates up in front where I could keep him in. But the minute them gates was up, I turned him loose and hung a sign on the gate, "Bad dog." And and they won't nobody come in there, won't open them gates till somebody gets there.
Yeah.
So we know when somebody's coming around.
Will the dog mind you when you speak to him?
Yes, sir. I can make him sit down. I can bring him in here and just pat my hand up there and get up there and he'd jump right up on that.
I've heard people say they could do that to their dog, and then when it comes time, the dog didn't mind.
Well, I can do that. Now, he'll do that.
I've had experience with him, as a matter of fact. Well, the dog didn't stop.
Nipped you a little bit. They're mine. That's Marvel's dog. They're mine.
You got to be rough and harsh with him. I mean, you got to let him know that you mean business.
Speak to him.
That's right. And now he'll do anything hell tells him to do.
Is that right?
He is. He's got to lay down, sit down.
He's heard all of them.
Yeah.
He thinks.
Shake hands.
No.
And he shake hands with one paw and say, now give me the other one. He'll raise the other up just that. And loves to play ball. Oh, he loves to play ball.
Is that right? Oh, I've seen dogs that can play ball, catch the ball better than the ball player.
Yeah.
Catch it on a bounce.
They'll get out there with their softballs, you know, and bat them down through the yards, you know. Mm-hmm. Poor old Parshall, he'll beat them all to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They get out and get to play, and Parshall, he beats to the ball.
Yeah.
And he'll bring it back, and he'll go around you a little bit, and he'll walk up close to you. He wants you to grab it, you know.
Uh-huh.
You reach down and get it, and then he'll start pulling on it, you know. Trying to pull it away from him. You can talk to him, make him let loose of it.
Cookie, how'd you come on to this plow you brought over here?
What's that, turn plow?
Yeah, a little turn plow.
Well?
That's nice.
My dad brought me some harness down for Nancy.
Oh.
Okay. The collar was too big for Nancy. It was a 20-inch collar. Well, this nigger, Lewis Ivy, out on Hawthorne Road, he had a mule. And I saw him harnessing his mule one day, and his collar was broken too down underneath. Okay. I could put the collar in my old car one day and drive out to Lewis. Told him, I said, now, Lewis, I've got a collar out there in my car. I believe you'll fit your mule. He said, what size is it? I said, it's 20 inch. Also, he said, my mule takes a 21 inch collar. I said, well, let's try it on your mule and see if it won't fit. I said, after dark, you know, we got an old damn flashlight. We go out to the barn. He finally catches his mule. And tried it on him. Fit him perfect. With the tail, with the sweat pad. Fit him perfect. Well, that was music to his ears because he didn't know where he could buy another collar for his mule. Now, you could buy a regular horse collar, but the narrow-faced mule collar is hard to find.
Oh.
Well, I had bought this collar that Daddy brought me when I was working, when I was farming. I bought it for a little... little saw, well, he was between a saw and a bay. He was a light bay or a deep saw, whichever one you want to call it. Just about the size of Blackie. Oh, he had a pair of shoulders on it. Big neck. I bought it for him, break him in. And he about broke me before I got him broke.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's one Daddy brought down to me. And I went out to Lewis's, found out it fit his mule. I said, now I'm looking for a turn plow. Do you have any? He said, yes, sir. He said, I've got three or four turn plows.
Hmm.
I said, well, I don't want my pony to pull. I said, I'd like to have about a number 6 Hillside Vulcan, but they're not in Florida. He said, I never heard of it. But he said, I'll tell you what I have got. He said, I've got a number 6 Boy Dixie. And he said, if your pony can pull a number 6 Vulcan like you're talking about, he said, she can pull that number 6 Ford Dixon. I said, well, how do you want to trade? Well, sir, he said, I don't have no beam for it and no handles. He said, right there's all I got. He said, I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just trade you the horse collar for the plow. He said, okay. I picked up the old plow by pieces and put it in the car, and he hung his mule collar up with his harness, and I come on back home. And I was working at Tropical Pontiac then. I was winding down to the old place. And Clyde Bishop had some timber back there in one of his buildings where it was some crating timber is what it was. And he had that piece of timber that I built that beam out of laying back there. I told him, I said, Clyde, I'm going to take that home with me because I want that for a plow beam. And I said, don't let the boss see you. Mm-hmm. So I took it home with me, put it in my car, and I took it home with me. And it wasn't just exactly what I needed, but it was as close as I could find. And I built I cut it out, put it on there, and went down to Leon Henson's, the hardware store down there, and I believe I paid him $1.50 a piece for them handles that's on that thing.
Oh, you could buy the handles?
Yeah, I could buy the handles. $1.50 a piece. And I fixed me a turnplow.
That's a good one.
I plowed my garden with it this year. I plowed with it last year. And I plowed with it the year before last. With Nancy.
Yeah.
That's Nancy.
Now, on your new trailer, you won't have a tack room like you did on your old one. You're going to miss that. Carrying that stuff around, all that equipment.
Oh, yeah, I've got a place to put saddles. Yeah, this place to put saddles, but it ain't as big a tack room. You see, this and the tack room on this one was built way out here for a special purpose.
Yeah.
And it made the front so heavy on an automobile.
I see.
Oh, I see.
Where this other one is going to be balanced.
Oh.
It's going to be lighter on a car. All your weight is going to be right on them wheels instead of on your car.
Yeah.
See, I had to put extra heavy springs on my car.
In order to pull the trailer.
In order to pull that trailer.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. And on that other trailer, if you dropped that thing on the ground, you had to have a jack, because me and Frank, we just couldn't pick it up.
Uh-huh.
And that's just entirely too heavy.
Uh-huh.
And then you take and put a pair of horses in that thing with their weight shifting, look what you're going to have on the back end of an automobile.
Yeah.
This other one is a factory built trailer. I'm gonna get it.
Oh, this is the one you're dealing with.
I'm dealing for.
I see.
Oh yes, it's factory built. I'm dealing for it. And I'm gonna come out and you wait and see. I ain't bragging.
You're just speculating.
But I won't have over $75 in that trailer when I get done.
Okay.
Now, this is not the one you traded for. This is nothing you got in mind.
It's nothing I got in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing I got in mind.
I see.
I ain't gonna have $75 in.
One horse?
Two horses.
Two horses, a little more practical?
Yes.
So, the big point is it's gonna be balanced.
It's gonna be balanced.
Mm hmm. I see.
All the lights is on it and everything, and it's got, it's got the front door that opens in front where you can open it up, put your horse in, and then you can go up front. You don't have to walk up in beside of him to tie him up.
Oh, I see.
You can turn him loose, put him on up in there, then open the front door, reach in and get him and snap your leash to him, and you've got him tied.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more, it's a lot better hookup or setup for safety's sake than the other one that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the other one pulled real good.
I ain't got no kick about that. Mm-hmm. It didn't sway.
Mm-hmm.
And they guarantee theirs not to sway.
Mm-hmm.
They guarantee this one not to sway on the highway.
Mm-hmm. It's factory built.
Are the factory built ones as sturdy as the ones you might put up yourself?
No. No, they're not.
But they'll still last you a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yes, with the, if I see it weakening, why, I got the welding
mm-hmm.
equipment, I can beef it up and make, mm-hmm. it, make it work.
Yeah.
What time is it?
20:10.
My gosh. I've got to go home.
Oh, I gotta wash some dishes here
pretty soon. Oh, I'm the dishwasher.
I gotta get guy to wash the dishes.
Leo, if you when you get your body on that back truck, you won't need this pickup.
Mm-mm.
You'll need two of them.
No, have no use for two. None at all.
How much can you get for that? It looks like it runs pretty good.
I can get about five.
500.
Hmm. That's, I might catch a sucker and get six with the tires and everything on. But I'm going to try to finagle a way where I can pull them tires off and use them on my other truck, one ton.
They're too good to let them go.
That's right. I've got good, real good 15-inch tires.
On this truck out here?
No, that I can put on this truck and save these 16-inch tires, heavy-duty truck tires, see,
mm-hmm.
for another truck.
Mm-hmm.
If I can save these wheels, what I'll have to do is switch wheels, see. Then these wheels will go on my other truck.
Mm-hmm.
And them tires on there cost about $249.
Good Lord.
On that other truck?
No, on this truck.
On this
right
truck
here.
Out here?
That's right. These two back tires cost $100.
Mmm.
Are they 16-inch?
16-inch. Six-ply. Heavy duty.
Yeah. They last you a long time, isn't they?
Gosh, yes.
Make you feel like you might get there. Well, that's it, you know, when you get up into the hauling business. You can't play around with cheap tires.
No, sir, definitely not. You've got to have something that you're not going to be bothered with.
This is the end of Channel 1 right on that little talk with Cookie when he came over to get his pickup truck Wednesday night after supper, the 28th of May, 69. Of Channel 1 right after supper, the 28th of May, 69.
I'm going to come right on with him.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a bit afraid to put 2-ton on it.
Mm-hmm.